Hello, and welcome to this podcast. I'm Laura Stepanek, editor of SDM Magazine. Today we're talking with Mel Mahler, who after 22 years with ADS Security of Nashville, announced his retirement and has stepped down as chairman and chief executive officer. Mahler has assumed the role of chairman emeritus. John Sarasuelo, president and chief operating officer of the company since 2008, will assume the role of CEO and also continue to serve as president. Bill Hunt, president of Elmhurst Corporation, the majority partner of ADS, will assume the role of chairman. Join us as we hear from Mel about what led to his decision to retire, what his plans are, and share in his advice and musings. Welcome, Mel.
Well, thank you very much, Laura. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
So, Mel, what factors led to your decision to retire at this time?
Well, I was planning to retire really a year from now, but we always had the plan, my partner Bill Hunt and I, to promote John Sarasuelo to the CEO position at the end of this year. John has just done a terrific job since joining us 5 years ago and is more than ready to become the CEO. But when we worked the numbers and looked at what would happen with the tax increases on capital gains and the health care tax, it made no sense for me to wait the year. So we are completing the transaction, taking my equity out of the company, effective at the end of this month.
I see. Was it a hard decision?
Well, you know, it's my baby. I started it, and along with two other wonderful guys, Walt Bent and, of course, Hugh Vandiver. And, you know, Hugh, of course, is very active in our industry. Without those two, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. In what ways do you intend to stay involved in the security industry, Mel?
Well, one would be, of course, the role of Chairman Emeritus at ADS Security. I'm on three security company boards. I'm on American Alarm in Arlington, Mass., Gilmore Security in Cleveland, Habitat Security in Toledo. I'm going to continue those roles. And then my real passion is working with the Security Industry Alarm Coalition, with Stan Martin, Glenn Mowry, Ron Walters, people like that. So I'm the vice chairman and treasurer of that, and CSA has agreed to let me continue in that role. And also, you know, I'm a past president of the Central Station Alarm Association, so that makes me a lifelong board member there. And my wife, Carol, said, we're going to go to those CSA meetings. That's where all of our good friends are. I said, absolutely.
Well, the industry's lucky to have you still.
Well, thank you.
What are the greatest things that your career in security gave to you personally?
Well, you know, I sort of resisted, you know, beyond just the Tennessee Electronic Security Association, joining the larger organizations like ESA and CSA. And a good friend of mine who owned a company in Birmingham at the time, Charles Caldwell, said, Mel, you're missing the boat. You're going to get more good ideas, and better than that, you're going to make lifelong friends with the people in this industry. And that, so I took his advice, and boy, I'm glad I did, because we just have such wonderful friends, lifelong friends, from this industry.
And what is one thing you'd like to see the security industry continue to work on improving after you've retired?
Well, you know, in my 22 years, I think the greatest accomplishment to date is what Pam Petrel from Vector Security started in Virginia, which is now, you know, been beta tested in Houston and other places, the enhanced ASAP to PSAP, where we actually no longer have to have our operators sit there and call a 911 center and repeat everything they're looking at on a computer screen. It leads to delays. It leads to, you know, sometimes errors. And with this new system, we'll be able to go computer to computer and save a lot of time. And I can see that continue to be enhanced, because I can just see with technology advancing as fast as it is, that 911 dispatcher can send that right to a police car or a sheriff's car.
Fantastic. We actually have more coverage of the ASAP to PSAP program in our upcoming issue, in our January monitoring issue.
That's a big, big time thing.
Mm-hmm. Mel, what advice would you give to someone new to the industry about how to be successful in this business?
Well, you got to start with, you know, I mentioned Walt Bent and Hugh Vandiver. You got to start with two people that have the idea and have the bank. Because back then, you know, 22 years ago, I had no track record in this industry. And so it was due to those two people that I really got my start. And I think the way I've been fortunate throughout my, this is my third career, you know, 20 years at Xerox and over 10 years in the trucking industry and now 22 years in the electronic security industry. I've always been blessed with surrounding myself with good people. Particularly, I pick those that complement my weaknesses. And of course, I tell people, I'm often wrong, but never misunderstood. So I got to have people that are strong enough to pull me aside and say, Mel, that is a dumb idea. In fact, if you look at our advisory board, you know, people like Mike Duffy and people like Bud Wolfers and Joe Nuccio, I mean, at our last board meeting, Nuccio did exactly that in front of the board. Mel, that is not the right thing to do. Here's what you ought to do. So that's really worked. And the other thing is only buy quality companies. We've done over 130 acquisitions, 15 platform locations in six states. But we've done a few bad ones, not many, thank goodness. And every time you think you've got a bargain out there, it's no bargain at all. You pay for quality and you get quality.
Good advice. Thank you. And finally, Mel, please complete this sentence. Some of the best moments I had at ADS Security were?
Well, it's been a lot of fun, for one thing. I mean, I really enjoy coming to work. That's why I've got to stay involved in the industry. But I think that, you know, this team has done so well over those 22 years. And most of that senior team is you know, the newest member of the senior team is John Cerasulo, and he's 5 years. People like Leo Mullins have been with us for 22 years. So it's been an excellent team, and I think that as long as we do that, that team has allowed me to receive a lot of recognition as in this industry, and probably the one that I cherish the most is the Morris Weinstock Award.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mel.
Well, thank you, Laura. Appreciate very much the opportunity.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this podcast.